Welcome to A Way Out, a mini-series adventure into the unknown depths of the earth and mind.
Written in collaboration by a team of emerging playwrights, each episode focuses on one of four unlikely teammates as an unauthorized cave venture goes very wrong.
Episode 1, Taylor, written by Megan Adachi.
And that's time. Pencils down, papers forward. Everybody.
Hey, Brad. Wait up.
Taylor. Hey.
Oh, God. I nailed it in there.
Seriously? That's awesome.
I aced the multiple choice, and I identified all the carbon rock types and mapping systems.
What about the essay questions?
Meh.
Meh? What does meh mean? Was that a good meh?
There were only three of them.
Yeah, but they were each worth 10 points.
I only left one of them blank.
Blank?
Maybe.
This is a 400 level course. You can't leave questions blank.
I can if I nailed the rest of the test.
Did you?
Definitely.
You better have. You said your test scores would make up for the labs.
And they will. Don't be such a nerd.
At least I'm a nerd who doesn't need to worry about my grade.
Hey, I'm not worried.
Maybe you should be, though.
Come on. Don't be a buzzkill. I did so good in there, you have no idea.
You left the whole question blank.
I don't know how to describe in detail how to set up a rope system inside a glacier cave. You can't describe that. You just have to show it.
Well, you couldn't demonstrate it in the lab yesterday.
You know, I don't think Dr. Hinnish actually even knows anything about real caving procedure.
Right. The wall of doctorates in her office, just decoration she ordered off Amazon.
Okay, but that's exactly my point. All she does is collect more degrees and write more papers on the theory of caving or whatever behind a stuffy desk. She doesn't actually, like, discover things or map out new caves. So why should I listen to her? Why should I listen to anything she has to say about procedures she never actually practices?
You know Dr. Hinnish literally just discovered a new cave in Banff, right?
Sure. Then she immediately passed off the exploration to another team because she doesn't do that stuff for herself. She's just a pencil pusher these days.
How can you say that? Dr. Hinnish has been a part of so many exploration teams. She's an incredible expert in our field.
Maybe she used to be, but she's old and off her game now. She's a has-been. I would love to go caving with the Dr. Hinnish from 5 years ago. Nowadays, though, if today's Dr. Hinnish ever really set foot in a cave, I bet she'd fall down a hole and die.
You'd love that, wouldn't you? Never have to take another dumb test again.
You said it, not me. Dr. Hinnish? Dr. Hinnish? Dr. Hinnish!
We all saw that, right? That wasn't my fault.
I warned you to be careful.
That wasn't on me.
Dr. Hinnish, can you hear me? Oh my God. Oh my God, Dr. Hinnish!
Everyone, stop shouting.
You're the only one shouting.
Look at what you've done. If you just listened to me from the beginning.
Oh, fuck off, Gramps. You don't know anything.
All you're good for is causing trouble.
This wasn't my fault.
It's entirely your fault.
Hello, this is Brad.
Brad, hey, you will not believe what happened earlier.
Is this about what Dr. Hinnish wanted to talk to you about?
That's exactly what it's about. Guess what she said?
I don't know.
She asked me to go caving with her this weekend.
Seriously?
I've been riding this high all day. I'm going caving with the Dr. Hinnish.
What happened to her being a has-been?
I was wrong. She's an is now. And you know who else is going to be an is now? Me. In 3 days.
Wait, you're going this weekend?
It's a time-sensitive situation.
Then when are we supposed to work on our project for Dr. James' class?
Okay. You understand that this is a huge opportunity for me, and I would be an idiot to pass on this, right?
Taylor, you cannot bail on me.
I'm sorry.
You really expect me to do the whole project by myself?
It's not like you actually listen to my ideas.
I would, if you knew the course material, but you always just count on me to carry you.
Hey, no one's carrying me anywhere. I know what I'm doing.
Then how about you prove it on this project we're supposed to do together?
I said I'm sorry. You wouldn't stay home to work on some dumb project if you were in my shoes.
Well, I wouldn't leave you hanging to go on some suspicious cave expedition.
What's so suspicious about it?
Everything? The short notice, the fact she chose.
What?
Nothing.
Oh my god. You're jealous, aren't you?
No.
You're pissy because your teacher's pet bit didn't work on Dr. Hinnish, and she sees potential in me instead.
Last time we checked, you were barely passing your class. It doesn't make any sense.
Brad, I'm really sorry, but Dr. Hinnish chose me. She trusts me to help her with this, and I can't pass on that.
Okay. What's the first thing you do in an emergency situation?
It doesn't matter, because nothing's going to go wrong.
How could that not matter? None of this makes sense. This isn't the procedure for how this sort of thing happens. You should be prepping for weeks, and there should be paperwork and—
Come on, Brad. I need this. I'm not going to be a geologist on test scores. Hell, I might not even graduate on test scores. This is my shot to get a foot in the door.
I know that. Look, I'm really happy for you. I know how much you want this. But something about this isn't sitting right.
Brad, you have to trust me. Everything is fine.
You blame me for everything.
You never take responsibility for your mistakes.
You'd blame me for global warming if you could.
You always set the thermostat too high.
That's not how global warming works.
Brad, everything is not fine. I did not do great. Brad? Fuck, no bars.
What the hell are you doing?
We need to call for help. I'll go make the call. You stay with Dr. Hinnish.
We can't do that. Are you stupid?
Don't get mad at me. You two crazy spelunkers just came down here. Are you still having fun? Some family bonding time? Dr. Hinnish could be hurt down there. She could be dead. Oh my god. Please don't let her be dead.
Do you have any idea how much trouble we'll be in if we get caught down here?
We're supposed to get help in case of an emergency. That's what we were taught to do.
Were you taught to get permission before entering an unexplored cave? Screw your procedure.
Jun is right. Calling anyone isn't an option.
No, Jun is not right. Listen, Dr. Hinnish trusted me to help her with this. I know what I'm talking about here.
Your class is no substitute for real experience. You need to listen to me. We can't call for help.
But Bernard...
You're panicking. If we jump to conclusions and call for help now, just think of the consequences. You will be expelled. Dr. Hinnish will lose her job. Jun and I will never be allowed back in this park. We can't have that. Don't worry. I worked in search and rescue for 30 years. We can get her out of there. Just follow my lead.
No, I'm taking charge. Dr. Hinnish trusted me. Everything is still fine.
Oh yeah? And what's your command, Captain?
Well, We need to find out how badly Dr. Hinnish is hurt.
And how are we supposed to do that? You want me to just start climbing?
Don't be stupid.
We have ropes and equipment somewhere around here. Just give me a second.
Careful near the edge.
I know what I'm doing.
No one ever said you didn't.
Oh, good. Because I definitely do.
Before we start climbing, though, shouldn't we take a look down to see if we can see anything?
Right. Good suggestion, Bernard. We should do that.
Here, your eyes are better than mine. Take the flashlight. Can you see anything down there?
Right. Thanks. Shit!
Don't drop the damn flashlight! We need that or we're in the dark here.
And whose fault is that?
This isn't my fault.
You dropped the light.
You didn't bring extras!
Neither did you!
Taylor, what do you see?
Okay. I see the flashlight that fell down there, and I see her. I see Dr. Hinnish.
Seriously?
Dr. Hinnish? Dr. Hinnish, can you hear me? It's Taylor. We're coming to help you. She isn't moving. Dr. Hinnish!
Does she look injured? Does anything look bent wrong?
It's hard to tell. She's so far away. Ah!
What's wrong?
Sorry, the light just reflected off something and got in my eyes.
What is it?
I don't know. Something shiny. Be crazy if there were diamonds down here, wouldn't it?
Are you sure that's what it looked like? A diamond? Could it have been metal? A ring even?
I don't know. I just got a quick glimpse at it.
Move out of the way. Let me see.
Look, it's right down there.
It's probably just some old Snickers wrapper.
That's it.
Wait, seriously? Oh, shit.
What is it? What do you see?
We need to get down there. Where's that equipment of yours?
I've got it in here.
Careful, the edge!
I know!
What are you doing?
I'm gonna use this drill to, drill in this peg, then... Oop! Didn't mean to do that. Okay. There's the on-off button. Good to know.
You have no idea what you're doing.
I know exactly what I'm doing. That's why Dr. Hanish brought me down here, after all. She trusts me. She thinks I've got what it takes.
Takes to what? Get lost in the dark?
To make it in the geology field. You're the one dropping flashlights and getting people hurt.
For the last time, I was-
John, that's enough. We're wasting time.
Right. I remember how to do this. You can get right down there and no one ever needs to know.
And no one needs to get in trouble.
Exactly.
But you're sure you know how to do this?
Don't you? I thought you did this stuff all the time.
I don't usually use lines.
Well, can someone help buckle me in?
I should go down.
You?
Of course.
I can do it.
The bigger job is belaying.
I guess.
And you're the expert, right?
Right. I'll man everything up here, you go down.
Hold on. I should do it.
No, Jun, you've done enough.
But you're, like, old.
I'm completely mobile. There's no reason I shouldn't be able to do this.
This is a bad idea.
You're just saying that because you want to do it yourself.
You're such a hypocrite. Always going on about how I'm too impulsive.
You are too impulsive.
Oh, but this is completely sane.
Jun, this is the last time I'll say it. Stay out of the way.
Fine. Get yourself killed. See if I care.
Move your leg for me.
Like this?
Perfect.
Are you sure that's the right knot?
Positive. Don't worry.
If you're sure.
I am. That should do it. Looks good, right?
How would we know?
It looks good. It's like I remember it in Brad's video.
You learned this from a YouTube video?
A professional video.
Jesus.
I know what I'm doing.
Gee, thanks for letting me know. I didn't catch that the first 50 times you said it.
I'm going to start climbing now.
Okay, I'll make sure you don't fall up here.
What am I supposed to do?
Just keep the flashlight on me.
Are you seriously benching me?
We don't have time for you to go chasing some thrill right now. Just keep the light steady. There.
What is he doing down there?
What's wrong?
He's let go of the wall.
What? Hey! Don't mess around down there!
He's reaching... Oh, you've gotta be kidding me. He's going for the ring.
What ring?
The shiny thing you saw.
I'm almost there. You're
going to hurt yourself! You can't reach!
I can.
Bernard, get on the wall!
Crap, stop messing around!
Be quiet. No!
Cramps!
The light!
Forget that! Help me!
I don't know what I did wrong. I'm so sorry. I should have gone myself.
Way Out was scripted by the Canadian Playthings Apartment of Writing, a writer's room consisting of Megan Adachi, Brianna Bach, Megan Hands, and Justin Francis Lee. The series is directed by Kirsten Sharoon and audio engineered by Matthew Mack.
Performances by Shanna Dosh, Douglas Peerless, Harold Tausch, Puneet Kuldeep Bajwa, and John Hur.
Our thanks to Intrepid Theatre, Kelsey Kane, and Janet Munsell.